What's up, everybody? Ben Reza and Matt Gajewski here for Awesomo Odds, and it is officially championship week in college football. We have been through the season. We have had ups. We have had downs, but you know what? We've got a fantastic slate, championship games to bet and break down, and I know, Matt, that you have found some value. I have found some value. We're going to give you our favorite picks of the week. Before we do, I just want to say quickly, if you are a new user getting into betting, you haven't been over to BetMGM, use the link in the description of this video, sign up there, deposit $10 or more, and you're going to get a risk-free bet of up to $1,000 and 3 free months of Awesomo Plus Platinum. What does Awesomo Plus Platinum mean? It means you're covered for all sports, for all things, from betting to DFS, the tools, all the things that you, me, Alex, the entire team, we use every day. It is a great deal. No reason not to take advantage of it. Hit that like button, subscribe to the channel, help us out. But Matt, we got games Friday and Saturday. I know one of your favorite bets is one of the Friday games. So take it away. Get things started for us.
Yeah, we have a rematch in the Pac-12 championship of a game just played a few weeks ago between Oregon and Utah. And now that game was played at home for Utah. Definitely part of the reason why we saw the game end up 38-7. But ultimately, I don't think home field advantage is worth that much where this spread should just be 3 points heading into this game. We saw a complete dismantling of this Oregon team, and we've seen the Ducks struggle a lot of late. It was not just that Utah game where they allowed 38 points, but they just allowed 29 to Oregon State. They allowed 24 to Washington State the week prior, and they've allowed at least 24 points in 5 of the last 6 games. The only game that was completely within reason to them was Washington, a team who really struggles on offense. So this is a defense which has morphed a little bit. And you look at their season-long numbers, Oregon's been fairly strong on the year. But again, of late, they've struggled quite a bit. And Utah has shown an ability to take advantage of some of these weaknesses. Conversely, Utah's a team that has season numbers that are a little bit depressed. And a lot of that comes from they just started Charlie Brewer to begin the year, the wrong quarterback by all accounts. Since they've moved to Cameron Rising, their offense has been much, much better. Rising is a strong dual threat, very efficient as a passer, and they actually haven't needed to use him a lot in these games. So overall, a lot of edges just point towards Utah for me, and I'm a little surprised to see this 3 points when Utah already blew this Oregon team out just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked all year that Utah is kind of two different teams in one season. When they made that switch, they have hit the light switch and they've been fantastic. 38-7 over Oregon. That game was out of hand early. They're just a very balanced team. Not a ton of household names, but they've got different receivers from gadget guys like Covey. They've got tight ends. They can run the ball. I love everything about this team. I think they're a very, very strong team. And I do think that the best team in the Pac-12 should be closer than what happened when Utah just dismantled them at home. But again, you're only laying 3 points in this game on Friday night. All right, I'm going to take on the beast. I'm going to take on the biggest game of the weekend. Saturday, Georgia, Bama. Georgia is a 6 or 6.5 point favorite. That's why you want to go to Odd Shopper, shop those lines. I'm going to obviously take 6 because I'm going to lay the points here with Georgia. I'll be honest, I don't think we really know how good Georgia is, but my guess is that they're as good as advertised. They've really destroyed everybody they played. Now, they don't play some of the best teams in the SEC just by a product of being on the other side. We haven't seen them against Ole Miss. We haven't seen them against Alabama. But we have seen them against Auburn and Arkansas. And the reason I picked those two, Alabama also played them. Alabama just beat Auburn in an outrageous double overtime game last week. Alabama beat Arkansas by 7 points at home the previous week. Well, Georgia played them. Georgia beat Arkansas 37-0. Then they beat Auburn on the road 34-10. Those were actually two of the closer games that Georgia's played. They've crushed everybody. They've crushed Kentucky, who you and me think is one of the better teams in the SEC. Their defense is absolutely unstoppable. They've got multiple running backs. Stetson Bennett has been a welcomed addition for the quarterback room. I'm stunned that he's this effective. All in all, I think that although Alabama is Alabama, this Georgia team is just so primed. They're getting healthier. I think they kind of show why they're far and away the best team here. I'm going to lay the points. I think that Georgia handles them pretty easily.
Yeah, you said it all. Level of competition, not the same, but when they do have that crossover, just favors Georgia significantly. And then some of their closer games like Clemson week 1, that was with JT Daniels under center. We've seen enormous strides from Stetson Bennett as the signal caller, very mobile, and he's been on par, if not better than JT Daniels through the air, averaging over 10 yards per attempt. and he is getting healthier pass catchers. We talk about Dominic Blaylock and George Pickens. These are guys that have missed the majority of the season that are now healthy, projected to be the number one and two receiver for this team to start the year, but injuries have both hurt them. Now, they're both just coming back. I don't think either plays a full complement of snaps, but getting them on the field for even a little bit is fantastic. And then you have a Georgia team that can just do so much with their player personnel. I'd like to highlight what Brock Bowers brings to this team. Probably the most athletic tight end in the country at this point, freshman. He was projected to be their third string tight end to start the year. But because he's been so active, they can use him and Darnell Washington on the field at the same time, create a lot of unique mismatches for this team on offense. And I like that. They can keep Alabama on their toes and score a lot of points. And we don't really know what this Georgia team is capable of. They've been demolishing teams so bad that they're using both Bennett and Daniels in the same game. They're using five running backs. How does this offense actually look when they're pressed? And I think we probably haven't even seen the best of them.
That's what I'm kind of banking on. And I think we do see that this Saturday. I will say, we have tremendous games up and down the slate. Obviously, this is a quick VOD. We're giving some of our favorite picks. If you want the rest of them, there's a couple different ways you can go about it. You can listen to our Betting You podcast. Me and Matt went through the entire championship week. We broke down every single game and gave our picks. You can also hop in and join the team. AwesomeO.com/join. You get me and Matt's full betting card, college football, college basketball, each and every day. It's a no-brainer. It's a lot of fun. A great, great community. But I know you have on our way out, you're going to give the people one more pick. So where are you going for your final selection on this video?
We're going to go to the ACC, a down conference on the year. But that doesn't mean we can't exploit it on conference championship weekend. We have Pitt -3 against Wake Forest. This is one that should be wider, in my opinion. There are two teams that did not face each other this year, but obviously they have a lot of overlap and competition in this conference. And what it comes down to me is we have two high-powered offenses, and then we have two defenses that are somewhat suspect, but I believe the edges do lie in Pitt's favor. We look at Wake Forest on defense, one of the worst run defenses in the country, and we know Pitt, with Kenny Pickett, they can exploit even the best pass defenses, but just having this additional matchup to fall back on is very important. Wake Forest allowing well over 200 yards per game. Pitt has three efficient rushers. They have Israel Abanaconda, Vincent Davis, and Rodney Hammond. Even Kenny Pickett's mobile enough to take advantage of this matchup. And Pitt just has so much variable player personnel that they can use to put Wake Forest on their toes. I think that's a massive edge. In the receiving game, you obviously have Jordan Addison. Kenny Pickett's been one of the most efficient signal callers in the country. But even without Taysier Mack, they've been able to rely on Jared Wayne. They have two very athletic tight ends in Lucas Krull and Gavin Bartholomew, allowing them to use 12 personnel. And when they play with just one tight end, they have an absolute burner in Shockey Jacques-Louis, who comes on the field and can take the top off the defense, opening things up for players like Addison underneath. There's just a lot that Pittsburgh can do on offense, and Wake Forest being as suspect as they are on defense, it's concerning enough for me where I'm willing to lay the three here. Wake Forest has allowed over 40 points in three of their last four games. They've allowed over 30 in six of their last eight, and a lot of that against mutual competition that Pitt has played a lot. They've held them to far fewer points. So the advantages to me lie with Pitt. I'm going to lay the three.
Yeah, I like Wake Forest in life. They've been really good to us this year. Really, really respect what they did this year. But there's just no doubt that their defense is in a different level of suspect. In particular, I just want to throw out those rushing numbers. 5.2 yards allowed per rush, 113th in the country. That is far and away. I know Pittsburgh's got some efficiencies more in the secondary than anything else, but Wake Forest is front. They can't stop anybody. And I just worry with Pittsburgh, they kind of got, I'm not gonna say a bye week, but they knew they were in this game. I do think that's important. Some of the guys that I think would have played were held out last week. They got a little healthier. I think they come into this game and they show why they are the class of the ACC. But there you have it. We've got three up, three down. Enjoy the games this week, Friday and Saturday, and stay tuned for more betting content here at Awesome Odds. Good luck this week. We'll talk to you guys soon.